So. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Developing Palettes. I'm Aaron Loomis coming to you from the Drew Estate Studio. With me today is June Lou, Seth Geist, John McTavish. How are you guys doing this evening?
Doing well.
Feels like it's been 6 months since we did reviews, but it's only been 2 weeks. So right. Go figure.
It's the Thanksgiving break, the good old Thanksgiving break.
All right. So today we are talking about the Falto La Pureza. The cigar is Lancero 6 7/8 by 40 ring gauge. Comes out
Lancero.
comes out of the Lauror
factory. Name Council denies your naming.
In the Dominican Republic. Wrapper is Ecuadorian HVA. Binder's Dominican Criollo 98. Fillers from the Dominican Republic. It is blended by Luis Falto. Price point is $7. And the cigar was released in June of 2020. So with all that out of the way, June, what was your overall experience like with this cigar?
Overall, for me, was average. I know this sounds really biased, but I don't think I really like Dominican tobacco, aside from maybe like Davidoff.
Listen, there's only room for one Dominican tobacco hater on the panel. You have to wait until I either get fired or expired to take that spot.
No, but like it just, so I guess for what to be nice, I thought the first sort was good. You know, there was some like nice cherries, red pepper, cream, cedar, nuts, like, you know, overall good set of flavors, right? But I don't know about you guys, but like there's certain Dominican tobacco where I get this like burning construction paper, burning paper kind of a note to it that is really off-putting. And as the cigar went on, I got way more of that, which, you know, diluted the enjoyable experience. But, you know, not for me. But to say something nice again, the burn-in draw was really good. No issues on a almost Lancero.
All right, Seth, what are your thoughts?
I liked it. I thought it was a good cigar. I liked the flavor profile. I was getting like some cedar, seasoned wood, you know, spice, a little bit of lemongrass in the first third. It kept going strong throughout. I got some creamier notes towards the end. Good barnyard qualities, really good construction. I like the cigar. It's, I don't know what size, you know, it's almost like a large petite Lancero. But no. Good cigar. I enjoyed it.
All right, John, what were your thoughts?
Listen, man, you know, one of the things I don't understand about the Dominican cigar manufacturing process is they have access to all this great tobacco. They have a long history, and you read the tobaccos that go into the cigar, and on paper, it seems like it'd be really interesting. And it is interesting the first third, like June said, but like, I honestly struggle to find the difference between this and just like a straight up run of the mill Connecticut shade blend. Like there just wasn't enough depth for me. The first third had a little bit of that. It's like Seth was saying, there's some barnyards, there's some graham cracker, there's some baking spices. It was interesting, but the second third and last third were just, you know, really flat for me. Construction was excellent. So there is that, but overall pretty average experience. What about you, Aaron?
I thought the cigar had a nice start. The flavor wise was aged cedar, baking spice, mustiness. But after the second relight, the flavor profile kind of degraded a bit when I was actually getting a chance to smoke the cigar. The way I'm going to remember this cigar is based on the burn, which may be the worst burn I've ever experienced on a cigar in my life.
Wow.
If I wasn't reviewing this, I would have ditched it a half inch into the second third. You know, I wrote in my review that I hope you guys had better experience, which you guys had almost a perfect construction across the board, which blows me away because of how bad mine was. I did smoke one of these when Coop and I had Luis Falto on prime time. I did have to do like two or three relights, nothing what I had to do with this, but the smoking experience was so much different than what I had in this review sample. So, you know, maybe the QC isn't all on point, but I really enjoyed the cigar I smoked when Luis was on the show. It was a very mellow but flavorful cigar. I thought it was pretty Cuban-esque type of a blend, but just was completely opposite when I smoked this. So, but based on, you know, what you guys experienced in regards to construction, now I want to smoke another one just to see it out of the three, you know, kind of what I get. But yeah, this was just a rough time with the burn. All right, let's get into the scores. Start at the top with Seth, 7.07. June and John both gave it a 6.10. I gave it a 4.62. So Seth, how'd that 7.07 match up for you?
I think it lines up really well. I was actually shocked about how much I enjoyed. I smoked multiple samples of this. I was shocked first time. Second time, I was like, wow, I actually still like it. So I thought it was good.
All right, June, 6.10.
It's good construction, but I don't know. It's not for me. I don't know what Seth was smoking.
All right, John, 6.10 for you as well.
June summed it up. Flavor-wise, it's like a 5.65, maybe a 5.7. Great construction, but, you know, construction is really kind of a gimme. Like, I can't smoke construction, and for me, it's pleasant, but I don't know that I'd reach for it again. Aaron?
Yeah, my 4.62 matches up well. I mean, I thought it was above average flavor profile, but the burn was just, like I said, the worst burn I've ever experienced in my life. And that kind of just put a damper on the cigar. I mean, in the second, third, it was just like constantly relights. And there was a point where I'm like feeling the cigar and there was like a really hard like chunk of coal at one point. So I cut off a quarter inch of the cigar to try to get to fresh tobacco just so that I could try to get back on. Still had two relights after that, so it was just not good.
Construction Junction was not your function.
That's right. So after I smoked the first one though, and I saw the price point, I was like, "Wow! If this cigar can produce at $7 in the Lancero format, this is a winner all day."
The what format?
Near Lancero format, whatever you want to call it. Give me a name. Give me a name. I'll use that name.
What do we call it, Seth?
So it doesn't have the length of a Lancero.
No, and it doesn't have the ring gauge of a Lancero.
It's too wide for a Lancero.
Like a Corona.
So is it a short wide Lancero?
No, it's like a Corona Extra.
Short wide. That's actually a good one. That's a good one. That's Caldwell quality right there. Yeah, it's funky. I like the size though. I do like.
Yeah,
the size.
I mean, no disrespect to the size. It's just I hate when. Just don't call it a Vitola.
They didn't call it a Lancero.
Oh.
It's just the fault of La Pureza. That's the name of the cigar.
Changed my review. Give him another point, man.
I put Lancero as the Vitola because that was close as I could find.
No. And it's what by 40?
6.87. So 6.78 by 40.
It's like a. Yeah, I don't know what that is. It's a La Pureza. That's what it is.
As I said, give me a name. I'll put him in there.
It's a Falto number 3.
Okay.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Any other final thoughts on this cigar from you guys?
I'm with June, man. Like, I'm just a dick. I'm really bummed out on Dominican tobacco these days. Like, I just want something from the Dominican to really wow me, you know, that isn't Davidoff.
You remember how we were saying, like, I don't really like Dominican tobacco, and not before even this video. I think we were chatting on the Messenger. Uh-huh. And then I was like, but I like Davidoff, but maybe Davidoff doesn't actually use Dominican.
Well, factory. It certainly smelled and looked Dominican.
I don't know. Klaus. I need confirmation, Klaus.
I think it's either the you know, it's like a particular flavor profile that Dominicans like when they blend. And, you know, like, I think the reaction to that is like, oh, you just want a really strong cigar. And it's like, well, no, I just want some layers of complexity. Like, I want different things other than sweetness and graham cracker and hay. So, you know, there's a whole multitude of other flavors out there. And I realize I'm doing this in a Falto review, which is totally not fair to Falto, but I don't know, man. I'm just really bummed out on Dominican cigars lately.
No, they had a really cool blue sign at IPCPR.
I really dig their packaging.
Yeah, the cool thing is like every blend is just a single Vitola unique to that blend. That's it. There's no multiple Vitolas.
That's kind of cool. I like that. That's fresh.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. So,
but I mean, it's $7. All this bitching and moaning that I'm doing. I mean, it's $7. Who gives a shit what I have to say? Go pick one up and smoke it and post a comment on the YouTube and tell me that I have no palate.
I believe you should spend another $40 and get a Davidoff.
And this is why June didn't make it in the retail B&M business.
Okay.
All right. If you just catch this video on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to us. We'll also check out the full written review on the website, developmentpalace.com. Follow us on the social media channels. You can catch all of our review recaps on podcasts, iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. Thank you for tuning in. We will catch you on the next one.